We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former NBA coach, of course, George Karl. One of the greatest titles of a book ever, George.
Well, the editor thought it was, but you know, I'm not sure I'm furious anymore. I might have been furious when I was in Cleveland, but not now.
But speaking of Cleveland, a guy that was here that you coached at one point was J.R. Smith. You know, his situation kind of got ugly last year. He's had his ups and downs in his career. What was it like coaching him?
Oh, I guess the best word for it is good and bad. I mean, JR was, to me, was a very good and bad player. You know, when you play good, it was special to watch. It was exhilarating watching a guy shoot the ball as well as he could shoot it. But then he had the mental side of the game, which he would just do too many crazy plays. And too often he would do the same plays over and over again. It got very frustrating for not only coaches, but I think for players, too. But, you know, he's a talented guy. When you all won a championship, I was really happy for him because right. I didn't think he could do that. And I don't know who was the calming effect on him. I heard it was he got married and he had kids. And I heard it was LeBron had a big-time effect upon him. Or he may, you know, give him some credit. He probably just grew up a little bit.
We're talking with former NBA coach, longtime NBA coach, George Karl. George, the Raptors are on the brink of winning their first ever NBA title. I know, obviously, injuries have played a big role here with Durant being out, coming back tonight, and Klay missing a game. But are you surprised that Toronto is in this position, just one win away from winning the title?
Somewhat surprised, but, you know, I don't think anyone could predict the effect of, you know, the Durant injury and all the other injuries that I think Golden State's been hit with. And I think it's just fatiguing. I think right now you got in Golden State, you got a team that's saying all the right things, but when they get on the court, they don't do all the right things. And then I think we underestimated Toronto. I thought Toronto was a very good team. I saw them play great basketball this year. I actually thought Milwaukee was better than them. But when they beat Milwaukee, there's some dominance in that series towards the end. And to be honest, if you want to be just point blank honest, Toronto not only is beating Golden State, they are dominating Golden State. I mean, they're better at both ends of the court. They're getting more play out of the bench than Golden State is. And their superstars playing better than the Golden State superstar. There's not any facet of the game of basketball right now that Toronto has not been a little better and sometimes a lot better in almost every aspect of the game of basketball.
Coach, having coached against Kawhi Leonard, you know, for years, how great of a talent is this guy, and why don't we talk about him more as like one of the best players in the NBA?
Well, he's a little boring. He doesn't have the flamboyant.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have the spectacular. He doesn't have the dynamic. But he's consistently very, very good. And he plays both ends of the court. He doesn't have much of a personality, but he has a kind of an assassin mentality to him. He doesn't talk very much, as we all know, and doesn't stick his foot in his mouth like some coaches do and some superstars have done. But in the same sense, he has had I think he's worn off on a team that at times last year might have been too emotional. And I think he also was seeing a team that has matured. I mean, if you look at the games, who's the more mature team on the basketball court right now?
Yeah.
It's Toronto.
Yeah.
It is not Golden State. Who is the most mental team on the court? It's Toronto. It's not Golden State. And that's saying a lot for a team that's grown up really fast right in front of us. And even with Durant back, I think Toronto will win tonight.
We're talking with George Karl, just picking Toronto to,
like to
win
to
the
that.
Series. Do you think? You know, you never know. People are into the finals, and then people care. You know, there's so much going on this offseason. Do you think Kawhi will stay in Toronto? Do you think that they have a chance to keep him, or and a better chance if they win?
You know, I've been around some Denver Nugget guys the last couple of days, and I've asked them the same question, and you don't get a really firm answer.
Right.
I think this is the year that players are searching for, you know, what's going on in the league right now. I'm not sure what it is, but I think players like it. I think players are interested in moving around and building their own team and maybe picking their teammates a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure I like it. I'm not sure it's good for the game. I'm not sure this type of free agency is what the fans really want. But in the same sense, I thought fantasy football was going to fail 20 years ago, and I was wrong there, so I could be wrong now.
Coach George Karl with us on the show. Coach, with Durant coming back tonight, he hasn't played since May 8th. I can't imagine this guy's conditioning is going to be near what it needs to be. Does that matter? I mean, as a former coach, if you had a guy like Durant, who's so talented, obviously having him out there is better than not having him out there at all, right? I mean, so he's going to go. It's an elimination game tonight.
I think Durant is capable of having a good game, but what I think you're probably going to see is you're going to see good moments. You're going to see moments where he looks okay, or he looks like the old, you know, Kevin Durant. But I think in general, we're asking a little bit too much of him to come back and be Superman and save the Golden State Warriors with a 45-point game or something like that. I don't think that's feasible. I might be wrong. You know, if he has not even ran up and down the court until a couple of days ago, I think his conditioning is going to be atrocious. And the one thing I love about NBA playoff basketball is the intensity is right there in front of you. Everybody plays hard. You know, in the regular season, there's a lot of cruise control games, but not in the playoffs. And Toronto with that crowd, that ability to win it, I think Golden State will keep it close for a while. But as the game gets closer to the fourth quarter, I think you're going to see Toronto take control of the game.
We're talking with former NBA coach George Karl. George, you know, the Cavs, obviously, after going to four straight finals with LeBron, are now in rebuild mode. You know, they got some decent play and played better second half of the year. How hard is it when you've lost that superstar to kind of turn it around?
Well, I mean, it's fun if you can accept losing. It's fun to watch young players evolve and develop and see an organization try to piece together a roster by trades and draft picks and taking the players they have. And I think sometimes fans, they get involved with the process. If you get involved with the process, I think Cleveland has a chance in 3 or 4 years to be back and to be in a good team. But it's hard. I mean, the NBA, once you get, you know, I mean, there's a lot of pride in amongst organizations, amongst general managers and amongst owners, that when they get into that playoff hunt, they don't want to give it up. And to get back to the top of the mountain where they were, that might take a long time.
Hey George, do you think LeBron James next year in Los Angeles bounces back from his tough season this year? And obviously, it was the first time he's really missed significant time with an injury.
I would never say no to LeBron James. I think Michael Jordan's my favorite, but LeBron James and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird are right there with him. These are tremendous players. They're tremendous competitors. They have big time heart. They have big time pride. They have a dramatic flair for doing the special, and you all in Cleveland saw a lot of that. And he wasn't a bad player this year. Just remember, he just wasn't LeBron James this year, but he was still a pretty damn good player. And I expect them, with some help, that the Lakers will be a playoff team next year.
You do. Do you think he will be able to recruit a superstar to play with him?
Again, I don't know the free agent system anymore. I just think they'll get some players. They'll get better players. They'll have a better roster this year coming than they had last year. Right.
George, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, say hello to all the Cleveland Indian fans. Let's go to the baseball game.
You going?
No. I love the Indians. I love your manager, and I think you guys have done a great job with Small Market being a really fun baseball team.
No doubt. They're struggling right now. Yeah. They played well this last week, but it's been a disappointing season so far. But overall, yeah, in recent years, they've done a great job, no doubt.
So it's a long year, though.
It is. Thanks, George.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
All right, we appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.